I had something queued up in my head that I was going to say, and I completely forgot what it was.
Yeah. Now who's been handing me edibles?
Nobody. I just completely forgot.
I'm looking at the chat room and... Daniel's...
What was I going to say?
Edibles. I don't know. If I knew...
Oh, Woodhaven. I was going to say Woodhaven.
Ah! However, you are correct, Kathy Marshall. I did take an edible before the show. And it was... what was it I was laughing so much about? The way I put the jacks down, the way I put the stabilizers down, the malevolent.
That and the names, George Burt Gracie and
Gracie Rogers, yeah, and but Ginger the leveling.
Yeah. I just like to think I'm funny though. I mean, yes, it's probably because you have taken an edible.
No, but it's
but
just,
when
no.
you laugh at stuff I say, I like to think, oh, that was a funny thing that I just said.
It's a funny thing. So you I sent an email to Vera and Drew and or Scott and Drew, and I was like, hey, we're going to be out in your area. Are you interested in getting together on, I think it's the 24th or 25th, I forget which, on that night. And the reply came back of, yes, we are. So okay. I read that as, yes, we are interested in getting together with you on the 24th and we'll figure it out later, right? That's how I read it.
Oh, were they saying, yes, we are in town?
I don't know. Now I'm starting to doubt. It's like, wait, maybe they were, because I haven't really talked to them since then. And I keep saying like, oh yeah, we're going to go out and visit Drew and Scott and everything. And it's going to be like the campground thing where I like call Drew and Scott ahead of time and go like, yeah, we're.
Oh, I don't have a reservation for you.
What time should we show up tonight? And they're going to be like, what are you talking about? Tonight? Where? I don't know. Who is this? How did you get my number? You know, that's what I feel like. Maybe, so now I'm worried that yes, we are, you know, he's getting up in age. What if he's just remembering an old Obama speech? It's like, yes, we are. Are we interested? Yes, we are.
That was a little bit of a stretch, but,
what? You're telling me that an Obama joke in 2023 isn't timely?
No, I'm just saying it's yes we can, not yes we are.
No, like, I get what? It. It was
you were gonna say there was something you were going to play or remind me of when we got to the you even said, hey, if anyone wants to, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't either. I don't remember what it was.
Chat room. I'm forgetful, and Daniel's on edibles.
I was like, oh yeah. Ask me about that in the in level 13. It was some stupid.
The map of those annoying guys' squares.
Oh yes, thank you.
Whoa.
I was gonna say, number, Adam. Yes, you had a. Let me get to it here. You had.
Do they still have a website?
No, they don't. So you remember that they Larry Queen drew this map, right? This very detailed map of Squaresville, Squarestown, Squaresville. And at Pride 48 that year in Vegas, they handed them out. So they were, you know, placemat size. And I had socked one of those away. I had saved it away. And Joe Benhance had been asking me about it. And so I stumbled across it in a box when we were cleaning up, and I was like, oh my God,
why did he want to know his square number as well?
No. He was just thinking about the, about Squaresville and Squarestown. He was talking about it on one of his podcasts, and he was like, do you have that map? Do you have that, that map? So, you had a number.
I mean, okay. I had a number.
You had a number because you are on the map here. Adam Burns' house is on the map. How do I show this? It's going to be too big for me to post into the chat room, I think. Let me see if I can do this.
If we only had that nitro.
No, not the night. Here, I'm gonna put this in the chat room. So chat room, I think this is a share link to it on my Google Drive. So you can just
it came up.
Yeah, yeah. So I want you to notice some of the details on this Squaresville map, right? Squarestown. Like, what is the biggest number that jumps out at you as you just look at the map? What's the biggest number on the map? Just like the size wise, the number is like, boom, this is the biggest number on the map.
You're probably going to say six.
Six? Where the, no.
But 17 is what stuck out to me.
I don't even
42?
Yes, 42, Adam. 42 okay. is the largest on that, and that is a microphone sticking up out of the house. If you zoom in there, you will see that it is me standing in the front yard with a couple of screaming goats running around, and the fence is actually made out of a microphone cord. And there's all kind of screaming goats there, and I am there dressed in my Perry the Platypus shirt.
Cool? Oh, I see.
Isn't that cool?
I see.
I was number 42. Now, if you go one block over, look for house number 52, Adam. For house number 52, you'll notice.
Oh, it's watermelon. And
you're bent over
picking up a watermelon.
Picking up a watermelon. There's a cow up in your weather vane up there. You're in, you know, house number 52.
I've never seen this.
Yes, you were at the
No, I know,
Pride
but
48.
I didn't look at it. I never looked at this map. I've never seen this.
Let's see. I forget who 48 was, who square number 48 was. That's the mansion up on the hill there. I'm wondering if that was Auntie Vera. The mansion up on the hill. But no, it's got a Batman.
I don't know. It's got something about Batman.
I know what it is. That's Tracy. Remember, Tracy was a big Batman fanatic. That's Tracy. He was number 48. Number 16 is a carrot and somebody playing a guitar with a bunch of bunnies around it. I don't see the house number 28 is just an outhouse. let's see. Somebody else that I recognize, house number. Well, if you look over in the town square, there's Curtis. He was the founder of Squarestown.
Well, there's a Bukkake Bar and Grill, which is a guy with cum on his face.
Yep.
But there's no number.
No, because that's a business. That's not one of the listeners. That's one of the businesses that they talk about in Square Town. You know, you can see the Bacon Shack on the outside of town there, number 31, the Bacon Shack. I don't know what the Rainbow Bus is.
Was RT Cruiser number 88? Because there's Sydney Opera House.
Probably. That makes sense. 911 is I'm assuming that's Faye Driver.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of just, it was a stroll down memory lane, like out on the beach. There's like house 17 and house 40. I have no idea who that is. Like
what's her name from Greetings from Nowhere? Is that her husband?
Where?
He's right below 45.
40.
There's a guy at a swimming pool.
This is fascinating.
It's right next to Big Blue, the Big Blue with the 45, sunglasses.
45.
There's a guy in front of a pool.
Yeah, squatting down, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure who number. I don't think it was Kathy Bacon's.
No, not Kathy Bacon. From Nowhere, Christina.
Yeah,
Christina's husband. What's his name?
Yeah, it might be. Might be.
Ted. I don't remember what his name is.
32 is like a dance, a band? Some kind of band there? 11 is the sanctuary?
Oh, Sydney was listening to the show? She must be. Kathy Bacon, do you have her tied down?
Look at that. Kathy Bacon has graced us in the chat room for a moment. 3 is Bacon House. Forget there were numbers. Thought Daniel was confusing Nowhere Girls Minions numbers. Vinny, aka Sydney, enjoyed the show. Good night. Now I need to find my nap. Really? Oh, so Bacon Bits was listening tonight? Oh my God. I feel like, was this a good show? Because I feel like I was pretty high during part of it and not really sure what I said. So,
you know, the one drug that I would really like to take before I die. Uh-huh. But I can't, I mean, I can't do it because I'm not going to go find a deal. Like, all right, it's illegal. Just,
what is it?
Like,
what is it?
I really want to know. Plus, you can get bad stuff and it can kill you.
Oh my God. What? What is it you really want to try?
Ecstasy. That's what I want to try.
So, no joke. They sell MDNA kits that you can test the, you can actually test. So it's like a little kit you would have to pay for, but it has chemicals that you can test a little bit of it and it'll tell you whether it's pure or whether it's not. So as far as you getting something that's fake, you could pay the extra money for a test to absolutely know for sure. And it's not.
But I mean,
expensive.
It's where do you get it? You have to go to a rave? Do you have to go to a dungeon sort of?
You have to go to a rave. That's the, those are the rules, Adam, if you want. No, I don't know. I would start with trying to find someone that, deals in pot because that's easier to find.
I mean, where do you find that? Do you just walk down the street and be like, hey, does anybody deal pot? Like, I mean, I'm a naive person, Daniel.
All right. And I was innocent. In that situation. No, look at this. I was in that situation. I was, almost 50 years old. When I first started smoking pot, and that was right after I got divorced from Robert, and I was in Connecticut, and I was like, you know what, I want to try pot. I'm tired of waking up with a fucking hangover from drinking, so I feel like pot would be better. So I went through Grindr, as I was always on Grindr or Scruff, and I went through, and there was some kid that had, you know, cannabis stuff in the background of his picture. You know what I'm saying? Like cannabis, like you could see a bong on his.
Right. And you said, hey, do you,
and I said, hey, I'm like, hey, this is going to sound weird, but you know, I'm up here from Florida. You know, I'm not from here. I don't know a lot of people here and I'm interested in buying some pot. And I noticed you have a bong on your desk. He's like, could you point me in a direction where I could buy? And he was like, you know, well, you would have to come over here and smoke with us at least once so that I know, you know, everything's like that you're not some cop or something. He's like, but you know, that's no problem. So I went over and, smoked and then he pointed me to a place to buy from. And when I got down here, I was just in a bar one night talking to somebody they used to know. And I mentioned something like, well, now that I'm not in Connecticut, I can't buy pot anymore. And he's like, oh, no, let me introduce you to. And that's the guy I buy from now. So.
I see.
Although
all these teenagers take it. And I was reading an article about it. Like it comes in multiple colors, like Skittles or Tic Tacs or something. But I don't know where they're getting all this stuff from.
What do you? Oh, you mean MDMA? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could, at the dispensary, you could ask. You're going to, just, there's, if you want to buy it, Adam, you can find it. It's not that difficult.
I mean, I don't want to go to jail. That's the thing. Like, I've just always wondered because there was this one guy that I dated one time, and he just seemed to be really happy. And in really enjoying any sort of touch.
Yeah, that is. That
like, is you know, like he just was real fuzzy and wanted to cuddle and touch and whatever. So, but.
Oh, Kathy Bacon says at the beginning of the Lisa Marie call, at her Lisa Marie, so that would be in Sydney's, she said that darn Elvis. You're right. I missed that.
I missed it as well.
Well, we've already established you don't listen to. If you're not talking, you don't even pay attention.
That's not what I said.
That's what you said on your other podcast.
You don't like to be interrupted. Also, we interact with our chat room. Joe does not love his chat room.
I know. That's because Joe Batanz doesn't love his chat room people. Like, even when he did this show, he didn't participate in the chat room. He didn't want to have anything to do with it.
It's like he's on a stage, you know.
I think, but that's the difference, right? I feel like he performs and we're just shooting the shit, right? So we're, it's like the chat room being there is great because we can include them in the conversation or not, but yeah, we're not performing. We're not, except sometimes when I have a story.
Apparently, sometimes when sometimes you don't want me to interrupt
when I have and I a get the story look that I want to tell.
And I get the finger, like,
how dare you? How dare you interrupt me?
It's like, okay, I'm just going to read the chat room.
It would be like, all right, if the punchline of this story was, and that's when she slid and fell on her butt. Like, if that was the punchline, and I'm building up to this for like 5 minutes, and right before I get to that punchline, you interrupt, and you're like going, wouldn't she have slipped and hurt herself? And it's just like, that was going to be the punchline. That's when you get the finger and the point and the angry eyes. That's what I'm saying.
There's an ant hill. Who would be an ant hill? I get what you're saying, but
I have no idea what you're.
Number 34.
Oh,
number
you're 34 still you're is still an looking
ant hill. Yeah.
Ant.
Oh, ant.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get yeah, it? That ant. Makes
sense. Yeah.
Like I have no idea who number 16 is. Who's leaning up against that carrot with all the bunnies? I don't know. Mark and Ed are such
Moose
a
P. Moose P.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's right. With his bunnies. Oh, yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Moosey.
Here's the thing. It's been forever. Like, they just disappeared. They just, like, they ghosted us, right? It's like, they just, like went away. And I don't know what the hell happened. It's like, what? Who said what that pissed? You know what I'm saying? They were way into all the Pride 48 stuff, and then just suddenly they weren't, you know, like,
well, as I recall, and I don't remember whether it was Mark or Ed, but one of them was very emotional and took things the wrong way all
Ed.
The time.
Yes, that
and
was like, Ed. Yes.
And so I feel like something like that happened. Somebody said something on some show, Ed or Mark took it, you know, to heart. And that was it. You know, like, nope, we're done.
Oh, okay.
But
Lamont Cranston, our historian, is saying that one of them got really mean to Christina from nowhere and sent her some nasty email. So I remember it was a drama thing. I don't remember the details of it. I don't really care what the details were, but it was just weird. It was just like, okay, they'll go away. They'll cool off. They'll come back. And never heard from them again. Ever. Never heard from them. It's like, I used to talk to them like weekly. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, nope, gone. So, I mean, I see in the news that they have a Breaking Bad store out in Arizona. You know, they're pretty much glued to that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? And they got a very successful store where they're selling fan stuff from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. That's what I hear.
Yeah, so good for them. That would be a great podcast. I'm just saying.
Maybe they do a podcast under pseudonyms or something.
We don't know anything about, like,
yeah.
I mean, why?
No, they left Pride 48.
Yeah, I know, but why wouldn't they promote it? That just seems, anyway. Doesn't matter. People come, people go, Adam. You and
there is a website called breakingbadstore.com. I don't know if that's their store, but
if you go to the gallery, I'm sure you'll see one of them in it if it is their store.
Well, there is no gallery, but
well,
there are shirts, but there's no human beings in the shirts. So.
I got a tinkle. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey. His wall still looks so blank from when they, I guess, moved. I don't remember. He got new carpet or something. And he used to have all of these paintings and, I mean, not really paintings, but like Disney photos or Disney artwork on his wall. It's just a blank wall now. There is a Breaking Bad store, abq.com. Maybe that's Mark and Ted. Mark and Ed. Let's see. Explore our Instagram media. No, these look like some YouTubers. And it's not Mark and Ed. It's not Mark and I don't know. I don't know if it. Oh no, it is. It is Mark. Wait. Interview about the store from our very first store in 2020. There's Ed.
What I miss?
I don't know if you're hearing this.
I'm not hearing anything. Which means Discord isn't hearing anything.
Huh. There is a, yeah, it's a.
What?
Our first ad. I'm seeing, well, I've got it.
Just give me a YouTube link and I'll play here then.
Yeah, that's true. I could do that. Let's open it in YouTube. We'll just not do end time equals. Oh, how do I, is there a chat?
Yeah, in this? Top right. Top right, Raptor Studio Media.
Oh, I shrunk it up. So, okay, there it is.
Not even looking at me.
No, I'm looking at you, but I just you, not the rest of the controls.
Let's see what we got here. Are you here? Yeah, you're hearing that. Right?
Yeah, I hear it.
The Breaking Bad store. Well, they got.
We thought that the town of Albuquerque deserved a store. That
well, that's it.
Something was missing.
Yeah.
What was missing, Ed? What was missing? Oh, for God's sakes, tell us, man. What was missing?
Last October of 2019, the owner of the RV tour came to us, and he had a physical store here, which was called Hollywood Gifts. And he said he wanted to focus more on the RV tours themselves, and so he asked us if we wanted to take it over. And that's where it came about. That's where we decided, let's do a Breaking Bad store. What we do is we sell licensed product, but a lot of the licensed product that we get is not sold in America. We actually get them from Europe. We also have local artisans that have made their own designs that you can't find anywhere, not just in Old Town, but in Albuquerque. So it's just a lot of different items that people come in and they're like, I didn't even know they made this, you know? Breaking Bad. It's still a big deal for this city and for the state. It's transcended. It's become a cult classic. Folks that have watched it, they not only just watch it once, they continually watch it. And they also tell people that have never watched it to also watch it. So you're still getting everybody that's new or continuing to watch it as well. So it hasn't stopped.
There you go. I wonder where Mark was.
I don't know.
Do you think he was being held hostage somewhere?
I'm not sure.
So
it seems like Ed had all the ideas and Mark just kind of tagged along, because wasn't it Ed's idea to do a podcast at all? And like,
yeah, but Mark was the details guy. So Ed was just like, yeah, let's do that. And then Mark was the one that figured out how to do it. So, you know what I'm saying? It was like you and Maddie, right? It's like Maddie would say shit, but you would.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I remember early on, like Maddie wanted to have so much credit for like Pride 48 and whatever. I'm like, dude, you had nothing to do with this. It's like,
yeah,
you were like, all right, you guys go do this and I'll just show up. I'll show up drunk. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Anyway, if you breakingbadstoreabq.com, if you guys want to
buy some stuff,
buy any Breaking Bad stuff,
you should email them and see if you can get an affiliate link.
Yeah. Let's see what I've made. Let's see what I have made.
Oh yeah, we should a level 13 exclusive. How much money has Adam made off of his affiliate links? I'm curious. Can I guess?
Yeah.
I want to say like $2.25.
No, much more than that.
I mean $2, much more could be 20. It's like, how much did you make off the affiliate links?
Daniel, how dare you? $19.11.
$19.11. Wow.
And it tells me what people have bought.
Yeah.
Somebody bought a farmhouse sideboard buffet.
I didn't do that. I bought something. I used your link. I bought something.
Somebody bought a mini smart plug.
I think that was me. Hold on. Let me get to my recent orders. What did I order from you? I think I did my video card through you. I think I did my, it was a RTX 3060.
Somebody bought a Angry Mama microwave cleaner.
Yeah. Mine was $443.36 for the video card. That should have gone through your link.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't tell me there was a... No, I don't see a video card, but I don't... Oh, sorry. Hold on. I don't know how to use this interface, but anyway.
I don't know.
Newfangled technology.
Get off my yard.
But no, I don't think it tells me who bought the stuff, Lamont. I don't need to know.
So
it tells me shipped items total revenue is $696.86. Total items ordered 14. One of those items was returned. How dare you? But my conversion rate is 37.84%.
Cool.
So, yeah. There you go.
So I don't know how much we can store on Riverside without paying for it. Let's see. Okay, here it is. So for free, we get 2 hours of audio and video tracks. So basically one show for free.
And I saw that. Is it 2 hours total or is it 2 hours per track? So like if you record a 2 hour episode,
yeah,
is that over already?
Yeah.
Because you've got my track and yours. So we actually do an hour and a half.
No, that's three hours. No. It's total.
Per track.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay.
Cause it says right there, 2 hours of separate audio and video tracks. Okay. Over here for the $15 a month plan, we can get 5 hours of separate audio and video tracks per month. What are we talking about here, Adam? This is, individual. 5 hours. Would that even be enough?
No, because we're about an hour and a half per show, so we do about 6 hours a month.
So the pro account would give us 15 hours per month, and we can accept live call-ins. We get transcriptions. Ooh. We get transcriptions, and here's the thing. So that's $288 for the year. Now, I seem to think that what's our Anchor account at right now? Like 116, 117. I forget which browser.
No, I have no idea.
I'm trying to get there. Hold on. I have one of the podcasts on Chrome and one of them on Edge, and it looks like ours is on Edge. So hold on. I have to launch Edge.
Oh, we're at 169.73.
Yeah, we are. 169. Yeah, we are. So that takes care of over half of it, right? So if we were to use that, the 169.73, and then just pay the difference, this is for the year. But I don't want to do this unless I like the end result. Like when I get the files, when I download the files tonight or tomorrow and I put them together, if I'm just reduced down to just two files, that all I have to do is just sync two files. But then I'm thinking, well, I can already do that, but there's extra steps involved. And the benefit of breaking out the voice from the music is that I can EQ the voice separately from EQing the music. But, you know, I don't think that matters. I think I can still EQ for voice because that's the primary amount of it. And then the music just let it be damned. But if I can get our process down to just me taking two files, syncing them and being done, like just hitting a head and a tail on it and being done, that is a huge time saver for me, because right now I'm syncing six tracks.
Well, I think it's already synced. Riverside will sync it. I mean,
right. No.
Don't have to sync it at all.
No. What I'm saying is our existing process, I get two tracks from you minimum, sometimes three. I get two or three tracks from you, usually two. So your voice and your sound effects. And then for me, I've got the reference track, which is the full recording. I've got my voice, and then I have three channels. I have the iPad channel, and I have the computer channel, and I have the pad, you know, the MIDI pad channel. So it's like six tracks that I'm syncing up before I even do the first edit, and then when you do the separate tracks, sometimes the volume levels were drastically different on different channels that just didn't show up in the main mix. So I'm hoping that this solves that problem, and that would be a game changer for me, because that's right now it's starting to feel very tedious. I don't know if you noticed this past time that I didn't release the show until Wednesday of that week. It's just because I just didn't have it in me to edit it. It was just like, ugh, I'll do it tomorrow. It's like, I don't want to do this right now. So it's like,
you want to hire an editor?
No, what I'm saying is, if we can get it down to just me head and tailing it, then that to me is worth $288 a year.
Wow.
So what I'm saying, Adam, is I want to apply the $169 to that. And then the difference will just split.
Well, see if you like it. Yeah. Also, we could do it on the free version, because couldn't you just delete the audio for, and then the next week you still have 2 hours? Or
no, probably
is it not. Storage or total?
It's like, I don't know. That is an excellent question. You know what? I will find out.
Because if it's storage, then you could just delete it every week, and then you wouldn't need to pay at all.
But if we do the pro, we get to do live streaming. Live video streaming. And we get to upgrade our video quality and our audio quality.
Well, we can live stream now. I just stopped doing it.
No, live stream video. Like live stream.
We can live stream video now. I just stopped doing it. I have a machine right here.
Yeah.
That I can hit a button and it will stream to YouTube like right now. So, which we were doing before, if you recall. So,
yeah, I really hope Riverside works, because that would simplify my life. So, because the main thing is I need to, I don't have a track here that's everything minus you, right? I have individual tracks and I can leave the track out that you're on, but I don't have an already mixed every track that, nor do you, right? Our mixed track is everything in both cases.
Yeah.
So the simple, like when I do the Disney podcast with Zach, all I take is the master mix track. I don't have to ever fool with individual tracks on that, on the P4. I just take the mix track, because we're sitting in the same room, we're, you know, talking to each other, and we have the sound effects right there on the P4, and we're, you know, live mixing them. So that's super easy to edit that podcast, because all I do is take that track, just the whole track.
Yep.
It's way, yeah. So it's, if we can get to that with this, maybe I'm hoping for too much, Adam. Maybe I'm just hoping for too much.
I did record myself. So if you don't like something, just let me know.
Oh yeah. I recorded here too.
I know, but you don't get a track with just me. So I'm saying,
oh, I know. I know.
If you need my file, yeah. I'm not putting my files there unless you tell me to. So,
so what time?
By the way, I have to go in 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Yeah, because I have a haircut tomorrow, and it's a super early haircut.
Ugh.
It's at 12:30, which means we have to leave at 6:30.
Get the damn surgery so you can like have your life back.
I have a life.
No, you don't. You have to. You have to carve out like
once a week or once a month. Oh, it's Auntie Scott.
Auntie Scott has returned.
Oh, he can tell you whether he was saying yes, we are interested in meeting up.
No,
or no, or yes, no, we're free.
He has to listen to the podcast just like anyone else to hear that particular rant. He was off watching some movie.
Well, I think it was in level 13 by the time we started.
No, I mentioned
you
that.
You started talking about that. Early I think no, in the show. It was level 13. It was level 13.
Early in the show.
No, but when you expanded on it and you said you didn't know if they really meant they wanted to hang out.
That was level 13. Yes, that was level 13. Correct. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, so he won't
lamb burgers.
He won't hear this for months. Because level 13, I'm so far behind in level 13. Like, I think the December level 13 just posted on Thursday this week or Wednesday this week. We are now.
You don't even have to edit level 13. You could literally just post the audio.
I know. All right. So here was the story, Auntie Scott, because I'm sure that Drew is there close by. So here's the story for you kids. I recounted to Adam that I was coming out to California to go to Disneyland. I was excited about meeting up with you guys. And I said, I sent them an email and said, hey, we're going to be in town. Are you interested in getting together on this date? And the reply was just, yes, we are. And so I initially thought, okay, great. They want to hook up, you know, they want to meet up with us and everything. But then as the week went along, paranoia set in that maybe I didn't understand what you were saying yes to. Like, yeah, we're here that weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, I was just reading everything into it. And so I didn't know for sure that, you know, that if I was going to show up, you know, at your house for dinner, you're going to be like, who the fuck are you doing here? So yeah, there you go. Now you're caught up. It's so much funnier when you explain it, Adam. It's like, I've said this before. I'll say it again. So much funnier when you explain it.
Well, we're not on a show now, so you don't have to be funny. I mean, not that you are.
Not that I am in general.
But I mean, you know, you don't have.
Wait,
to
do we
be.
Have that? Do we have that? Hold on. Yeah. Wait. Say that again. Not that I am in general. Go ahead. Say not that I am. Yeah. Go ahead.
Not that you are in general.
Yeah. There's like a noticeable lag on there. So Riverside has this built-in soundboard that you can click on. But look, I'm going to tell you right now. Here, click.
Why can't they do this?
No, wait, listen to this, Adam. Listen to this. You ready? I'm going to tell you when I click on it, and you tell me.
Okay.
So, click. There's like literally like a 2 second delay between the time that I'm used to reaching over here to my iPad and just doing that. Just like doing the
If I click,
yeah, exactly.
It click
this, right? This.
Yeah, it's immediate.
It's immediate. Did you try?
I actually have a rim shot.
But did you on Riverside? Do you see the media before the chat, like studio and then media? Or you're a guest. Yeah, so I don't
I'm
think you
see. I'm a guest, and I see
studio and chat.
I see studio and chat. I don't see anything else.
Cool.
If we were paying, would I still be a guest or would there is there
Oh, I could like, have invited. No, I could have invited you as a producer. I just didn't.
Okay.
And I don't know what that interface looks like. Like maybe the producer interface will actually let us like single shot it, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, take this shot.
Oh, I can share my screen to you as well.
I don't think you can do so in the free version. I think that's
well, let's
a,
see.
Are you? Oh I am. Oh, that'd be great. Like if we pulled up some of our news stories, like we could actually like scroll with
well,
that.
You can share your screen on Zoom as well, but yeah.
not in the recording.
Oh, you think that's in the video feed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what that would be that would be great, because then we could, because there's many times, like even tonight when I wanted to show you about Squareville or whatever, I could have done that. I'm very disappointed in you and Mark that you didn't just tell your mother the truth about foxes. Oh my God, I am behind on the Geeky Gay.
It wasn't me. I wasn't downstairs.
You can't tell me. I'm behind on the Geeky Gay. So do not spoil. I need to know.
Oh, please. There's nothing on the Geeky Gay to know. That you'd be spoiled
Are
about.
Are you kidding, Adam? I love listening to your show. You go walking with me 5 days a week. You know, you're never out of breath. I'm sitting there huffing and puffing, and you're just like, yeah, and then I got to be quick now because I ran out of music. Sorry. I listen to that superfluous, you know, that's not true. I don't, because I skip ahead to your intro every time. I do. I hear your superfluous and. Today is.
Well, I just want to say I won't spoil anything for you, Daniel, but I'll just say it this way, Auntie Scott. Had I been down there, I would have just told my mom that we don't, you know, that's not something we're doing in our house.
You don't do it in the butt?
He told me the story later. I didn't even know it happened.
Okay. All right.
Like, I had no idea.
Don't spoil it. I need to hear this now. And here's the thing. The reason that I'm behind on your, I love that you didn't ask me why I'm behind on your show. Like,
why are you behind on my show?
What the fuck, man? You walk every day. Why aren't you should be caught up on my show. Why are you behind on my show? I'll tell you why, Adam. That television, yeah, strap in, by the way, this is a story, Adam. Are you past your 7 minutes? Oh, you
go ahead. That's fine. You can tell your story. Go ahead.
All right. So that TV show, The Peripheral, fucked me up because I was just like, I feel like there's a lot more story here than what I'm understanding. And I know this is based on a book. So I'm going to get the book on Audible.
Yeah.
And get what the behind the scenes stuff.
Like, I believe you said you and Zach were listening to the audiobook on your trip.
So to do that, I could either pay $19.99 for the audiobook, or I could pay the $14.95 to join Audible for the month and get that book for free. And then all I had to do was cancel my Audible account. I forgot to cancel my goddamn Audible account. So I got another credit on Audible.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
But here's the thing. My favorite author, Dennis Taylor, who wrote the Bobaverse series, had a new book called Roadkill. And so I grabbed that with a credit. That's why I'm behind on your podcast. I can't stop listening to this fucking book. It's amazing.
Is that the one where they're like cloning themselves to travel space or something?
No. This book just came out.
I mean that author, his series of books.
It's a man whose consciousness was uploaded into a computer core somewhere in the future. So when and then a war happens on Earth, he goes out and then he becomes, you know, independent and basically then can make copies of himself. And because he's a spaceship. He's a human consciousness loaded in a spaceship that has all kind of printers that can create any kind of material that they can imagine.
I think I listened to the first one in that series based on your recommendation.
In this particular, let me tell you about Roadkill. Because maybe you may not like this style. I love this style. But it's these kids in their 20s that one of them had some scandal at college, so he's back home. Anyway, he's delivering groceries for his father, and he hits something on the road.
Oh, that's why it's called Roadkill.
Yeah. And when he's trying to figure out what the hell he hit, because his truck is all dented up and stuff, and when he's trying to, there's nothing there, but then he trips over something that's not there, and there's like this invisible thing on the ground, right? And so he's like starts spreading dirt on it to see if he can kind of get the outline of it, the shape of it or whatever. And so that's where it starts. It ends up, it's an alien with all kind of technology. And these guys have to like basically save the world. But along the way, they have this sentient AI, which is part of the ship that this alien came down in, who is just a hoot. He's hilarious. He's the sentient, and he's learning, like, he knows all of English, including colloquialisms, but he's just like a, you know, he's like a dick. And it's like, you know, he makes stupid human jokes and stuff. It's great. The guy that reads it is great. The book is great. Roadkill, by Dennis E. Taylor. Very, okay. Very big fan of that book.
Well, I am now out of time.
All right. Go get your hair cut, Adam. Get your hairs cut. And
I will.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Say goodnight to level 13.
Goodnight, level 13. Sorry, I have to go early.